There's a lot of irony in the Gospel of John, and I was struck by it this morning. In this, the Jesus, you know, Nazareth is where Jesus was raised. Where is Nazareth? It's in Galilee, okay? And so at that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. Well, where is Jesus's native place? Okay, it's Galilee, but it's really not Galilee because he was born in Bethlehem. Okay, now there's this big question throughout the Gospel of John is, where is Jesus from? Where is his home? And nobody really knows. They can't quite figure it out. But it's like dripping with, he's from there, but he's not from there. And he's rejected here and he's rejected there. They reject him in different ways. Well, in this instance, the idea being painted for us is that he's a Judean. He's from Bethlehem. He's from the southern part of we have the northern Israel, we have the southern part, Judea, and Jesus is from Galilee, but he's really from Judea, and he's being rejected in Judea. So he goes back to Galilee to be believed, and he gets there. And the first thing they want is a miracle. And he says, you people won't believe unless you see miracles. And he does a miracle. And there's all of these kind of different elements happening. And I've said, this is a theme that comes up in my preaching from time to time, because I know just about everybody here has prayed for a miracle at some point in their life. And some of you have gotten a miracle and some of you haven't. And so we recognize this gift of signs and wonders, but our faith is supposed to transcend signs and wonders. That we believe even when there aren't signs and wonders. And what do we believe in? What do we believe? What are you waiting for? I like to say. What's the point? The prophet Isaiah, thus says the Lord, I am about to create a new heavens and a new earth. None of us have seen the new heavens and the new earth. But we believe in the new heavens and the new earth, don't we? That's what the miracles throughout the Gospel of John, that's what they're all pointing to. They're all building up to the big miracle. And what's the big miracle at the end of the Gospel of John? The big, big miracle is, the second to last miracle is Lazarus coming out of the tomb. What's the big miracle? Jesus coming out of the tomb. I was listening to somebody, a scientist, and you'll hear scientists talking about, the end of the universe, right? When the sun runs out of fuel and it turns into a supernova and all that stuff. You've all heard that, haven't you? How many billions of years and that's the way it's going to be, and then there's going to be nothing, right? And what do we say? We say, no, there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. Just as Jesus rose from the dead, so the universe will be recreated. Just as there was a resurrection of the body, so there's going to be a resurrection of all of creation. It's going to be remade. That's what we believe, right? How many of you have seen that? That's right. But we believe it, don't we? We absolutely believe it. We believe it. Lord, I believe what? heal my unbelief. And so Isaiah says, God says, I'm about to create a new heavens and a new earth. And we want to be the people that don't reject Jesus, but we want to be the people that do. And sometimes, again, I think of the irony that we who have so much, we who have the gift of the church, so often don't necessarily believe as well as people that don't. He came to his own people and his own people did not receive him. So let's not be those people. Okay, let's be the people that believe.